If we have a foundation of friendship, there is such beauty in this room when you turned around and looked at each other and the smiles got bigger and the awareness got bigger and the friendship was bigger in the room, that we can have the difficult conversations, yes? Because we know we're going to stand in the fire with each other when it gets a little uncomfortable. That we're going to be in the room and not give up when it gets a little bit uncomfortable, but because that's what friends do, owning our individual and our collective lives. Yes? Yeah. Oh, I got one of you that seems excited. I'll maybe get the rest of you. You know, some churches are going to hand you a map, a generic map, and they're going to give you a step-by-step guide, one size fits all, how to find the God, a relationship with the God outside of you. Anybody ever seen that map? Ever had that map, a divine outside of yourself that doesn't take a lot of effort? You know, I used to say, once saved, always saved. I did the deed, good, I'm good with God. And it becomes something of the past and not a lived experience. At Unity North, we do things a little bit differently. We hand you a mirror. We hand you a mirror as a very personalized means of finding that divine essence within you, around you, but more importantly, as you. I had a slide for that. Is there a pretty slide? I looked all over for those pictures. It takes effort, doesn't it? It takes a heck of a lot more effort than just the map that says, here, follow these steps and you'll find God outside of you. This is the God within you, the essence that chose to do business as you, that chose to shine on earth as you, as a Christ, as a Buddha, as the Tao, as what Atman, or whatever you want to call it. We don't really care what you call it, but we care that you have a relationship with it, and that takes effort. Some people will tell you someday, one day, if you're really, really good, if you're a good boy and a good girl, then you're going to be rewarded. Unity says, we'll smile and we'll whisper in your ear, why are you waiting? Someday is today. Someday is now. Yes? At some point, our faith must transcend belief. And it must enter the realm of choice. It must enter the realm of action. Faith without acts is dead. I can believe it, I believe it, I believe it, and nothing changes in the world. We are called to be change agents, yes? And sometimes we do that together, hand to hand, heart to heart. Edie, you and I are changing the world as friends, making the world a brighter, more beautiful place. That's what friendship is supposed to do, not just an isolated, I got my friend, I'm good, but together we make the world a better place. Heaven has never been a gated community where angels are taking names, getting IDs, and showing your spiritual scorecard. Heaven begins the moment that we remember who we are. And we take charge of our existence individually and collectively as partners, as co-creators facing the direction of heaven on earth. You know, I'm really grateful today for the people in my life that had enough love for me, enough friendship for me to kick me in the butt and say, you're playing small. There's a bigger life for you. There's a greater experience for you. There's so much more that you can have in this life and be in this life. Stop playing small. Anybody have a friend like that here today? Did you bring a friend? Now, you left the hard-hitting ones at home. I just want the ones that tell me I'm a beautiful child of God and everything's perfect. Both are absolutely necessary. I need the people that just embrace me when I'm down, but then just don't embrace me and keep me stuck, making somebody else responsible, making some deity responsible for the life on earth. But the ones that love me enough to say, get off your butt, and let's get busy empowering the world. You know, they say that the truth will set you free, but at first it's going to probably piss you off. I remember that. I am responsible for my life. A friend who had the guts to say, you're responsible for your life. Yes, the truth will set you free and it's going to make your knees knock first. But I'm so grateful for those people who caused my knees to knock, to own my life. Heaven begins the moment that we, as a collective, realize who we are as fellow travelers, uplifting each other in a system of friendship, of creativity, of heroic friendship, remembering and choosing over and over and over and becoming a team of mutual support. Would you agree? I'm more because of the friends in my life. How many people would agree with that? Turn to the person who came with you and say, I'm more because of you. Because you didn't allow me to play small. Now, I heard a number of people over here say, you're more because of me. That's also a truth. It's also, we are more as a collective because of the friendships that stand in the fire. Say it with me. I own my life. Now own yours. I own my life together. Turn to somebody and say, now own yours. You know, in preparing for this talk, there was a feeling of like, ooh, that doesn't feel loving. That doesn't feel loving. Well, we go to the master teacher, Jesus, who loved everybody and also said, take up your mat and walk. Stop playing small. Stop defining yourself by limits. But be the amazing child of God that you are known to be. It's a both and reality. The people in my life that just tell me I'm a beautiful child of God. We used to sing this song. I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. And all my friends say, oh, hell no. There's a lot you need to change to be in congruity with that which you are teaching. And I'm grateful for those people. And when we say, I own our life, the moment is when God smiles. That infinite presence, that spirit, that light smiles. The moment the infinite celebrates the awareness that we finally got it. Wow, the light bulb goes off. All the good of the universe to create heaven on earth has been placed within my hands, within your hands. All the ability to make life heaven or hell exists between your ears and right there beating in the center of your chest. As I prepared today, I was singing, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And there's a whole line of people next to me, on either side, front and behind me, that helped me open my eyes to the truth. This is when the infinite says, here is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. We know that scripture, but there's more that got written out. Here is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. What took you so long? We ask ourselves, what took me so long? 63 years of victimhood. To go, wait a minute, I can change my life. I can transform my life by being the shift I want. And within 10 minutes of here, there's probably 100 churches that are singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to some entity and energy outside of themselves, worshiping, bowing down, hallelujah. Here at Unity, it's a little bit different. We hear and listen for the voice of the infinite within us singing hallelujah. Hallelujah, you finally got it. It's a both and reality. Yes, I praise the energies that moved in my life. And yes, I praise the energies that called me out from within and allow me to be strong and courageous to do the same for you. And you, and you, and you do it for me. Own your life. Say it again. I own my life. Not your neighbor's life. Not your parents' life. Anybody live that one? My grandson is here. So are my daughter. Own your life, Connor, not theirs. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. I'm meddling. Not your parents' life. Not your minister's life. Not your church life. Not your political life. Not your past life or your family. Your unique expression of life. Bring forth that which is within you, and it will give you life. Don't bring it forth and it will destroy you. From the Gospel of Thomas, the amazing and incredible, beautiful gift of the universe that is your life. No one, no guru, no prophet, no great teacher, no sage, no best-selling author, no motivational speaker or popular podcast can breathe your breath. Take a breath with me. Let it go. They can't do that for you. They can guide you, they can support you to just take a breath, but they cannot take the breath for you. No guru or best-selling author can heal your pain. Uh-oh, starting to meddle. No minister can heal your pain. I've got some things that may help. Let me give you some ideas as your friend that might help. Offer me the ones that have helped you. But at the end of the day, nobody can heal your life but you. Oh, that starts to feel unloving. Take up your mat and walk. I know who you are. I see you. And I know the magnificence that's in your soul. And how do I know it? Because somebody did it for me. And that's why I'm standing up here today. I know who you are. Nobody can realize your dream, forgive your resentments, or choose your joy. Breathe that in. They can all help you. They can point you in the direction of the power within your own soul. We, as friends, the person who brought you here today as a friend can help you, can support you and cheer you on through each triumph, each dark night of the soul, and each overcoming. That's a precious gift of friendship that we're celebrating today. But at the end of the day, you are the hero of your own story. In fact, say that with me. I am the hero of my own story. I. And then we put it out on the marquee, and let me tell you, it kicked off a lot of dialogue in Cobb County and a lot of dialogue in here. You are the Savior that you are seeking. Say that. I am the Savior that I am seeking. I. Oh, here comes responsibility. No, can't I just, I remember the days where I could blame God for everything. It must be, or the devil. The devil made me do it, me and Flip Wilson. There is no energy that's interfering with your life. All the power has been put in your hands. If you don't like what you're experiencing, take control. Own the power that's in your hands and in your mind. We can all help you get that direction, but at the end of the day, you are the Savior of your soul, and no outside force can love through your hands, can love through your arms, can create through your voice, can overcome through your courage and actions. We must refuse to surrender our authority to anyone or anything. You can go. This is not that anything's wrong with the people out there. I've been to those churches out here that said, surrender your authority. Drop it at the altar of our truth. Here at Unity North, it says, pick up your truth again. Quit surrendering your authority for heaven on earth to anyone. How does that feel to you? Oh, the truth will set you free. At first, it's going to scare you down to the marrow of your bones, and your knees are going to knock. Like a child. How many people ever taught a child how to walk? Yep. What do? You first, you help them up. Let me help you up. Let me hold your hand. Let me point you in the direction. But the reality is you cannot walk those steps for that child. You can pick them up when they fall. Let's do it again. That's friendship. That's spiritual friendship. That's partnership, and that's co-creation. But at the end of the day, you cannot walk across the hall for the child. Well, we're all children of God. And there's a lot of people that say, well, let me just walk for you. Let me give the responsibility for the walking to Jesus or to Buddha or to somebody else. That is the greatest cop-out from responsibility on the face of the planet. Own your life. Walk. Take up your mat and walk, and I'll be there when you fall. I'll be there when you forget. That's what friendship is, but I cannot walk this walk for you. In Unity, we're a little bit reluctant to surrender our spiritual driver's license. That by grace, has been handed to us. You know how we define grace here? My ability to choose. That's it. That's grace. I can choose this, and if I don't like it, I can choose something different. I can make a different choice, a different decision, a different feeling, a different action. That is grace. Not that I am saved by any outside force, but I am saved by the power to choose again. We aren't passengers on this road to enlightenment, on this road to heaven on earth. We are the drivers. We're co-creators. God, as our friend, is not a codependent scapegoat, but is the very portal through which we learn to walk one step at a time. That brings me joy. and it rattles me down to the marrow of my bones. We see you. People here, friends, see you, Kimberly. I see you. I know you. I feel you. And I refuse to let you play small because I love you that much. There's an extent of love that says, that's okay. You're all right. Let's stay where you are. Stay in my comfort zone, please. Don't grow. Those who truly love you will challenge you. Those who truly love you will uplift you and then will walk side by side with you. We don't see you as broken. We see you as more magnificent than you've ever known yourself to be, with a source and a creator that chose to do business as you. Eliot Bravosky. God chose to do business as you. And if you know Eliot, yeah, God shines really brightly there. The infinite source of creation, by whatever name, I don't care if you call it God, that's just a word, chose to express as each and every one of you, to do business as you. And the time has come to stop playing small. Now, does this mean that you weren't hurt? Does this mean that you didn't make mistakes? Does it mean that you didn't have a difficult life? It doesn't erase any of that. What it means is you have found at Unity North Atlanta, in a circle of friendship, in a circle of believing, in a circle of courage, you have found access to something more powerful and transformative than your experience. Breathe. This is forgiving our past without giving it permission to write our future. I have the victim card. I played it a lot in my life. And thank God for the people who kicked me from behind and said, it's time to give the card up. Now, I'm only one decision away from picking it back up and go, yeah, but this happened. Forgiveness of our past without giving the pain of the past permission to write the next chapter. We at Unity North are not people waiting for an external power to fix everything. We are being handed the reins of creation, the reins of life, and taking our place at the front of our lives. In fact, I invite you to repeat that after me. I'm taking first place at the front of my life. I'm taking first place at the front. That's not just a pretty idea. No, I just said it because the minister said, I want you to get it. I've experienced this. This isn't a pretty theory for me. It is a life more full and rich than I ever thought was possible 10 years ago. And I want it for you as your friend. Let's say it again. I am taking first place at the front of my life. I am taking We are a community of friends discovering that God's been waiting for us to show up. How many know the story of the prodigal son? And we always put ourselves into the role of the prodigal son that went and lived with the pigs, defining ourselves by being in the mud and eating the slop. Occasionally, we give ourselves the opportunity to recognize that we're the brother that's like, what the hell is this? What about me? I'm saying today on this Friendship Sunday, place yourself into the role of the father. That no matter where somebody has been, how many times that child has fallen on the path to becoming, you're there with open arms. That's friendship. I don't define you by the mistake. I don't define you by the falling down. I define you by the glory that I know you to be, and I'm singing hallelujah when you can't do it for yourself. I'm singing hallelujah. I see you. I know you, and I'm going to throw a party every time you have the realization. That's spiritual friendship. Now, there will be no fatted calves in the party, but you might have a new outfit or two or three. Because that's the kind of thing we do for each other, yes? Who's done it for you? I want you to call their name. The person who was that person when you were down on your knees and you were weeping and crying and gnashing of teeth, that person that said, let me help you up, let's keep walking. Call their name out into the room. Call it like you really mean it.
Way to go, Bob. Love you, Bob.
I want you to call it. Somebody changed your life and set you in a direction that made your life as glorious as it is today. Call their name out loud with pride. Go. Sarah. On this, boy, I don't know who Lisa is, but I want to meet her. On this Friendship Sunday and services past, someone, Someone thought enough of you. Remember the first person that invited you into a place like this? Someone thought enough about you and your light and your magnificence to say, I want you to have a little piece of what I found. I found something glorious. I'm no longer a victim. I realize I am empowered. Welcome home. Somebody saw you. I don't know if you can read that. Can you read that? Let's say it together. Someone thought enough of you and your light to say, I want you to have a little piece of what I have, of what I've learned. A little piece of the good I've found, accepted, and implemented so that you can be a part of the heaven on earth we are creating together. I want people like that in my life. How about you? You know, there's a number of people that will give me a fish and allow me to eat for the day. And that feels loving. It is a loving act. Here's a fish or a fatted calf. No salmon in my house. But I'm grateful for the people that gave me a fishing pole and taught me how to fish. That's what we do here. You can have a momentary, accept some outside force to save your life. I'm good. I'm making it to heaven. Or you can have somebody give you a fishing pole and say, let me show you how to feed not only yourself, but to feed the world. We're good. We're a Sunday. A lot of people are Sunday morning people. Did my Sunday thing. I'm good. Check. You don't get off the hook that way. We're handing you a mirror and to say, go teach somebody else to fish. Go teach somebody else the truth of their being. That's ministry, and that's authentic friendship, not spiritual codependency. We don't do this because we're better than anybody else, but because we're remembering something ancient, something eternal, something holy, that the kingdom that Jesus talked about wasn't hiding behind pearly gates. It was hiding behind human short-sightedness, division, and fear. He said it clearly, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is here, it is now, it is within you. Has anybody else found that blaming is easy? Isn't blaming easy? I can give you a list of 5 people who are responsible for my suffering. Complaining has become practically an Olympic sport. Everybody's got a villain. Let's be honest, who's got a villain? We've got a villain, we've got an excuse. Everybody knows whose fault it is. Everybody has a victim card that can be played at any time, and I have played mine, but not as much as I used to. And what we know here is that every one of you has a God essence and power within you that's more potent than any circumstance, than any villain, than any excuse. Ownership is sacred. Say that with me. Ownership. We celebrate it. I own my life. Together? The force that chose to do business as you says, you may not have written every chapter. Let's read it. You may not have written every chapter, but you get to write the next page. I want you to bring that in. At Unity, we're not going to spend any time telling you you're broken or affirming your difficult life or suffering. We'll do that. We'll hold your hand. We'll point the direction to something greater, and then we're going to say, walk. Frankly, most people know that they've messed up. Most people know they make mistakes. Do you realize that? Most people realize that they're not quite where they want to be. They don't need another lecture. They don't need another sermon. They need to be seen, held, known. That's friendship. Here's my threefold method of spiritual friendship. Let's go ahead and put the next slide up there and let's say it together. Number one, step one, to be seen, heard, and known. That happens here. That happens here, and it's holy and it's sacred and it's love in form. But love does not stop there. And step number two, to be called out and to be called up. There's more of you. There's more of you. Come on, let's do this. And then finally, step three, together, to be led hand in hand, spirit to spirit, and heart to heart as friends in community to our mutual magnificence. Is that always easy? Is it sometimes messy? But that's true spiritual friendship.